What does it mean for pro football that a promising young linebacker is walking away from the game and millions of dollars for fear of future concussions? San Francisco 49ers linebacker Chris Borland announced yesterday that he's retiring at 24 after a breakout rookie season. Here's a headline in Forbes, why Borland's retirement should terrify the NFL. In part, the answer is because so many young fans are applauding it. Let's bring in Jane McManus. She covers the NFL for ESPN. And Jane, Borland gave his interview to your colleagues at ESPN's Outside the Lines. So how would you characterize this moment?
Well, it's hard to tell whether or not this is the first in a cascade of players making similar decisions, or if it's kind of, you know, one player's decision and it's not really going to catch on. But I think that is the question. And that's because we've seen some players retiring now kind of before the natural end of their careers. And none have come out and said necessarily that it's a fear of concussions. But for Borland to do that, I think really puts a fine point on this issue, something that's really bubbling underneath the surface of the NFL season.
Right. And he'd only had two concussions when he was very young. He thought he might have had one during tryouts, but it wasn't diagnosed. What more did he say about what brought him to this decision? Because he seemed to really research it.
He really had. I mean, he had specific names of players like Dave Duerson, for example, former safety who in 2011 committed suicide at age 50 and was later found to have had CTE, which is this brain trauma that has been discovered in former football players. And he's talked to neurologists. You know, he's really kind of tried to figure out what the possibilities are for him to get this kind of disease. And the interesting thing about the two concussions that he cited two diagnosed concussions. And the problem with CTE and with a lot of these other issues that hit you after your career, it isn't necessarily the diagnosed concussions, but it's all of those micro concussions that you get beforehand. Those are suspected of being able to cause some of these long-term brain traumas. The other interesting thing about this is that you know, the science on this is just kind of at the beginning. So for players like Borland who are weighing this, you know, they've grown up their whole lives without concussions really being an issue when they were playing sports. And now some of that science is starting to emerge.
Well, he mentioned other players, Mike Webster, Ray Easterling. Ray Easterling also committed suicide. Mike Webster, after his death, it was diagnosed with CTE. We also know that Super Bowl champ Sidney Rice retired last year at 27 and just this month also acknowledged that it was because he was afraid of concussions. But one thing people are noting is that the response has been so supportive in a sport that, as Terrence McCoy wrote in the Washington Post, you know, just a few years ago, you would have been called a quitter. People, fans and players seem to be applauding Chris Borland.
Well, certainly the players who've responded have definitely said that they have a lot of respect for him. Rams defensive end Chris Long says it takes a man to do the logical, you know, which is an acknowledgement that this is really an issue that a lot of players are thinking about. And I think that's the reason that you see more support among players, or certainly an acknowledgement that what he's doing is a logical choice. Whereas before, you're right, there's this idea that football is the most masculine of all sports, that it's a tough sport and that you have to be mentally tough. And I'm sure that there are people who may privately think that Borland's decision, you know, shows that he's not tough enough, but they aren't coming out and saying that. And I think they're, you know, that kind of idea of masculinity may be fading a little bit when it comes to issues like this, that, you know, you may be tough and that's fine, but the toughest guy is not going to be immune from getting CTE, you know, during his playing career if he sustains enough concussions.
And just give us a sense of timing within the NFL. Talk about how this hits the NFL at this particular time.
Well, the NFL is currently embroiled in some litigation, concussion litigation right now, and they're trying to reach a settlement with some retired players who are suing the NFL. These players either suspect that they may have CTE or developed signs of ALS. Some of them are very, very sick. And right now, the players in the NFL are trying to come to terms on that decision.
And again, some are calling this maybe a tipping point. Here's a young man who's walking away from tens of millions of dollars, potentially. It sounds like you're saying it's too soon to tell if many others will follow.
Here's the way I look at it. And from talking to a lot of players in locker rooms, this is the sense that I get. The players who are currently in the NFL right now grew up playing this sport, love this sport. They've planned their whole careers, their whole lives. You know, the NFL has been their goal and their dream their entire lives. Once you get there, it's very difficult to give it up. And so to be able to do that, I think shows a lot of courage. But I think for a lot of players, once they get to the NFL, it's very difficult to step down until their playing days are over. What else are you going to do if you're a player? You know, this is what you've been planning for your whole life.
Meanwhile, what does Borland say he's going to do?
He said he's going to go to grad school, perhaps sports management. He played at Wisconsin, so I would imagine that he's thinking about going back there.
Jay McManus of ESPN, thank you so much.
My pleasure.